operation going on.
Who is that?
That's Alliance Leather.
Alliance.
Yeah. Because then people would understand how this is done. Because when you say you're putting it through a spray machine, they don't understand the size of these things.
How big is the spray machine?
Well, spray machine's probably about, most of them about 8 to 10 feet wide, and it can be 40, 60 feet long, 80 feet long, because it has to go through a big tunnel dryer where the leather's dried.
Well, how would a sprayer work?
Well, it works today. When I was in the business, it was just spray guns attached to an arm that went back and forth across the leather. Today, it's all done electronically. They have the eyes that see it, and it only sprays with his leather. And but in the finishing business, you need a big volume of air. You can't just use heat. You got to have air, a volume of air to finish the leather. You know, but Mike's the only guy left that's in that business.
And who?
Mike Alessio, which is Alliance. And they've got embossing machines and roller presses and all that stuff operating. Now, that would be something if people could see that, or even big pictures of it. Then they'd understand it a lot more.
Like you say, it's hard to talk about the leather industry in a small space, because so much of it was large scale.
Big scale, yeah.
Yeah.
And you needed, like I said, you can't finish leather and just put heat to it. You have to have a certain amount of a big volume of air to dry the leather, and it's just the nature of the beast you're dealing with. And no two lots of leather are the same, even if they come out of the same tannery. There's always a little difference in everything.
What do you think of Peabody now? Do you think it weathered the loss of the leather industry?
Oh yeah, because I think it's been replaced by a lot of. I don't know if the same amount of jobs has, but no place does, because everything's more modernized and more automated. So. Put the electronics and all that stuff that's moved into the industrial park and all the other firms around. I don't know if they've replaced that many jobs, but and probably never will.
So the other day I went on the internet and I searched for the leather capital of the world.
Peabody.
Not so.
Oh, really?
Yoakum, Texas.
Yeah, but that's where they make making leather stuff.
Do you know Yoakum?
Yeah, well, sure. They make a lot of saddles, boots, but the leather capital of the world, as far as leather goes, not leather products now.
Leather was, tanning.
Yes, and finishing was Peabody.
Mm-hmm.
And Brockton used to be the shoe capital of the world.
It was Peabody, though.
Yeah. But I don't even think there's any tanneries in Yoakum, Texas. A lot of saddle makers, though. A lot of saddle and boot makers.
So they import there?
Probably from Mexico. I don't know that to be a fact, but I'm sure that's where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nakona Boots in Yoakum, Texas. Okay. And there's two or three big saddle companies out there.
What about the Midwest? Is there anything left?
Yeah, there's still tanneries in Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many is left. Upstate New York, you still got a few tanneries up around Gloversville, Johnstown, Gloversville. Some finishing shops. But the whole industry in general is gone.
Do you think that synthetic leather can compete?
No.
Why not?
Well, I don't think it's not breathable. I've never had a pair of synthetic shoes that your feet did sweat off in. I don't like rubber soles on shoes, especially dress shoes. The leather to me is just much more comfortable. But the way they make the stuff made out of China today is with all injection molding soles and everything, you never compete with them. Oh, you will in time, I think,